Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaggetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the Mass of the Lord's Supper, and the readings are from Cycle B.
You know, popular imagination often deceives us, and certainly the picture of the Last Supper right up over that altar misleads us. They were not sitting at table. They were reclining around a U-shaped table on couches with their feet dangling over the end. It was easier for Jesus than for me to wash their feet. They were eating in the Greek fashion, reclining on their left side and feeding themselves with their right hand. Sounds like something a college fraternity would create for a party. They ate meat, they drank wine, they sang, they danced. On that night, all Jews were once again Israelites in Egypt on the eve of liberation. It was a feast of freedom. Even in the face of rising danger and death, Jesus and the 12 rejoiced. That is, until Jesus decided to surprise and shock them by taking off his robes and washing their feet. Theirs is a shame on our culture. And Jesus is shaming himself and embarrassing them when he acts no better than an abject slave. At least Peter wants to protect Jesus' dignity. You will never wash my feet. Jesus insists, unless I wash you, you will have no share with me. You can only have Jesus on his terms, not yours. Not content to surprise and shock, Jesus then scandalizes them. Or do you imagine they heard Jesus with uplifted eyes and sappy piety when he said, "This is my body that is for you. And after the supper, this cup is the new covenant in my blood." At this point, they were reeling. How dare he tell us to eat his flesh and drink his blood? Torah condemns anyone eating blood. Scandal in the extreme. Jesus demands an intimacy that is intense, personal, yes, physical. Touch, eat, drink Jesus. You can only have Jesus on his terms, not yours. All this in service explaining something they did not want to hear: their betrayal and his death. Our gospel points incessantly to the impending death. Three times John mentions it, lest we miss the connection. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to depart from this world and go to the Father. And again, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the very end. And finally, knowing that he had come from God and was going to God, he laid his clothes aside. You know, that laying down his clothes to wash their feet and his taking them up again after are the very same verbs that is used to describe Jesus laying down his life and taking his life up again. Jesus stripping himself for us. Jesus pours himself out as a gift. In blood and flesh, he pours himself into us. He is his own gift. What more can he do? What more can God do to be a gift of love? You can only have Jesus on his terms, not yours. Just as the picture of the Last Supper deceives us, so does our second reading. It has been so cut from its context that it becomes a kind of pretext. But yet in this section, 1 Corinthians, Paul is angry. He writes, when you come together, it's not really to eat the Lord's Supper. Each of you goes ahead with your own meal. One goes hungry, another becomes drunk. Do you show contempt for the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord, on the night he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, this is my body that is for you. This is the cup in the new covenant of my blood. The Eucharist is our greatest treasure. And it's Jesus' greatest gift. It is his body, his blood, but it is more. It makes each of us more. And Paul is angry because they ignore that more. You can only have Jesus on his terms, not yours. Paul wrote, examine yourself, for all who eat and drink without discerning the body eat and drink judgment against themselves. This is where old habits hurt us. It's not that they did not recognize the body and blood in the bread and wine transformed into his flesh and blood. It's that they don't recognize his body and blood in each other. A private religiosity is not Catholic. Spirituality without each other and without service is but a sham. So here's a little story from a woman named Peggy Bowman, becoming this tonight's message. So I invite you, close your eyes and hear with your heart. It is 11 a.m. and 103 degrees outside in Nogales, Mexico. An ancient fan wobbles and clickety-clacks from the ceiling of the aid station, where I volunteer each week. The legendary dry heat of southern Arizona is gone. The air feels like steam. I am on my bony knees on the concrete floor, gently placing the blistered, bleeding feet of my migrant friend into a plastic basin of cool water. He rolls up his jeans and gingerly submerges his feet. Cake dirt and blood cloud the water. Sweat drips from my nose. My back is killing me. Wobbling back and forth in the unforgiving floor, I wonder, what in the hell am I doing here? My friend winces as I gently take some forceps and remove the dead skin and small bebbles embedded in his feet. He's heading to Bakersfield, in a job he has held for 10 years in a restaurant, where he claims to make the best chile rellenos in California. I believe him. Speaking perfect English, he tells me that he has lived in Bakersfield for 20 years. He decided to return to Guadalajara to see his grandmother. He ended up burying her and is grateful for the time he spent with her. With no memory of his grandmother as a young boy, he wanted to meet her before her death. Attempting to cross the border and head back to Bakersfield, he was picked up in the desert 2 days ago, deported to Nogales. He ended up here at the aid station. I'm a retired nurse, a grandmother, a volunteer at this aid station. Never in my nursing days have I had this sort of experience. It is an act of pain. It is an act of love. I feel like I'm a character in the Bible washing the feet of a weary pilgrim. The intimacy is profound and unsettling. There are no charts and paperwork and the slick high-tech machinery of the American healthcare system. Just a wounded man, a basin of water, a retired nurse diving into the drama of connecting as best we can. We talk about his children. I talk about my grandchildren. He pulls out a crumpled Ziploc bag out of his jeans and spreads the wrinkled photos on the table. Two adorable little munchkins in school uniforms are smiling in front of a bus stop. He tells me he must get home to them soon. They need their dad. His wife needs the money from his job at the restaurant. I tell him he cannot walk for several days. If your feet are abscessed and infected, you don't migrate. He's staring at the photos. He doesn't hear a word I'm saying. I find him some oversized slippers to wear over his bandaged feet. He tells me to look him up if I ever come through Bakersfield. He crosses himself and hobbles out the door. With Christ, there are no borders, only walls of the heart. You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is who I am. So if I, your teacher and Lord, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. You can only have Jesus on his terms, not yours.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.